Once again, we want to welcome you to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here, and the CentralStatesFairInc.com. Well, I give you that website because that's going to take you to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, which starts on Friday. Actually, some events that have been going on this week as well. But Friday night at 7 p.m. is the Rope Ride and Slide to kick things off at the Monument. Team Roping, Saddle Bronx, and Steer Rusting. Don't forget, February 3rd is the Ranch Rodeo at 10 a.m. and Bronx for Breakfast at 10 a.m. February 4th. Music concerts the 6th and 7th. It's all at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City.
That's right, and from everybody at North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of the Western heritage. And while we're talking about heritage, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they've been around for a long time, and the reason is they're dependable and accountable. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Connect, celebrate the ranching life. It's TSLN.com.
Something from R.P. Smith out of Broken Bow, Nebraska area today. It's a show stop her, okay? Little Bo Peep sold all of her sheep when she started showing horses. Soon, Billy Bob Peep was too lonesome to sleep and had his fill of equine courses. Being the kind of man to take the situation in hand, Billy Bob soon proposed a correction and explained very kindly he was taking a stand. Those horses had stolen his darling's affection. Billy stated his case with a calmness and grace that would shame the best diplomat. Bo Peep's prompt reply brought a tear to his eye, and back on his heels he was set. "Pull your head from the sod, you brainless clod. Of course I love them more than you." And away she strode to her trailer load and bid poor Billy adieu. My advice to you, charming Billy, if you want affection, go pet old Rover, but leave Bo Peep alone, and she will come home as soon as show season is over.
I've got another poem about an animal.
All right.
Okay, this is called Gobble, Gobble, Hobble, and it's by Bob Christensen. While visiting a rancher on a balmy afternoon, we talked of cattle prices and what they'd be next June. We solved the world's problems. We'd said our final word when from the cool side of the bunkhouse, there limped this giant bird. I watched that turkey walking, and then I saw that peg. That bronze, broad-breasted gobbler had a wooden peg. I guess I did look puzzled. I was searching for some clue. He said, "Just stop a minute, and I'll tell the tale to you." One hot day last summer, while hauling in some hay, a 5-foot diamond rattler beneath the window lay. Before that snake could get me, that turkey lightning quick jumped down from off the wagon, and it killed it with one peck. And then, just 2 weeks later, in the middle of a storm, a lightning bolt divided the haystack in the barn. That bird raised such a racket as it crashed and thrashed about. That goblin was what woke us, and we put the fire out. I said, "That's quite a story, the best I ever heard, but it still don't give the reason for that peg leg on that bird." He said, "It's very simple. My mama raised no dunce. When you got a bird that valuable, don't eat him all at once."
Oh, no.
Again, that's by Bob Christensen.
And don't forget, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to Bull Bash 2026. In fact, it'll be the 25th annual event this year on Main Street in Valentine. For exact details, go to bullbash.net. And if you're planning your vacation to the Valentine area, which we hope you are, well, you need to go to visitvalentine.com for details on that.
Well, I think we better get ready to wrap it up, Mike, but let's throw in just a couple of short pieces. Like here's one that I read that I thought was funny. Underestimate me. That will be fun.
You know, Kim, being a trophy husband is exhausting.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, we better throw a couple more to keep people going today. I haven't been everywhere, but it's on my list.
Got to get there someday.
That's right. And in case you forgot to remind yourself this morning, your smile lights up the room. Your mind is insanely cool. You are way more than enough, and you are doing an amazing job at life.
A positive affirmation to start your day. And thanks for listening to great radio stations like Goodland, Kansas, KLOE 7:30 a.m. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.